Okay, we're going to dedicate our learning to Harav, the Yahrzeit and the Aliyah Neshama of Harav David Ben Harav Chaim Tzvi, whose Yahrzeit is today. Shalom Shav Aliyah. So what I wanted to do, because I mentioned last time that this idea that that the Avos, at the time of the Avos, they ate matzah, right? It says that Lot served matzah to the angels, and Yitzchak was born on and they're being born on Pesach, and that basically they were eating matzah way before we actually had the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So I said, what does that mean? Like, you know, okay, so what we're basically saying is that you have you know, this idea that there's Geula, or the redemptive energy, is embedded in this time of year. So when you look at the world, it's the time of spring, and so there's something about the world coming back to life and all that nice stuff. But what does it have to do with matzah, right? What is matzah? Why is matzah being eaten? And why is the matzah the focal point, or one of the focal points, of the Zman HaGeula, right? It's like, so the Torah tells us that they didn't have time to, you know, let the dough rise, right? Or it's lechem oni. While they were slaves, they ate this because it was something that gave them more bang for their buck in terms of its digestive being, you know, we suffer because it takes so much time, more time for it to digest. It's like, but that was the idea that the, so, but how does it have to do with this idea of the Zman Geula? Especially if you're looking at Lot serving matzah. So matzah somehow is tied to this Geula thing. So what is it about Geula? And how does it tie in? Okay, so then I see this Gor Aryeh, the Maral on Rashi, right? So the Gor Aryeh is a perush that the Maral wrote on explaining Rashi's. Okay, so you have the super commentaries of the Mizrahi. That was like the one that preceded, and the Maral wrote Gor Aryeh, where he writes also trying to understand difficult Rashi's. So you have the famous pasuk. It's in Shemos Yud Beis. Can you see the screen here? So it's Shemos Yud Beis. I'm going to make the Maral thing bigger, the Gor Aryeh, in a second, but I just want to look at the pasuk. It says, "Ushmartem es hamatzos." So you should watch the, you should observe the matzos. Ki betzem ayom zeh hotzeiti tzivosecha me'eretz Mitzrayim. So because on this very day, I brought out the ranks out of the land of Egypt. And you should keep, should observe, Shmartim Asayim Azeh L'dor Seichem Chukas Olam. Okay. So now Rashi on this, I'm just going to go to Rashi here first. So Rashi says, he says here, Ushmartim Es HaMatzos Shelo Yavo'u L'dei Chimetz. Right? You're going to watch them to make sure that they don't become Chametz. Mikan Amru Tafach Tiltosh Bitzonein. If you're worried about it, throw it into cold water, something like that. Now, Rabbi Yoshia Omer, Al tehi kore et hamatzos ela et hamitzvot. So the idea is that it's not really, don't understand it as watch the matzos, watch the mitzvot. Okay? Kiderach she'ein machmitzin et hamatzah, just like you don't let the matzah become chametz, kach ein machmitzin et hamitzvot. Don't let the mitzvah become chametz. Ela in Bali Adcha, if a mitzvah comes to your hand, ase ota miyad. Do it right away. Okay? So if you take a step back and you say, now the Maral is going to ask this question, like, what are you talking about? Matzah? Mitzvah? Don't let the mitzvah become chametz? What does it mean? Okay? So now let's look at the Gor Aryeh. Okay? So let me open this up. Make it as big as I can make it, okay? So he says like this, Kederach she'ein machmitzin. So he says like this, Klomar, Bivadai, Pashti dekra asa shelo yachmit et hamatzah. Right? The clear understanding of this is that you don't want it to become, no, you don't want the matzah to become chametz. The hamatzah ksiv, it says matzah. But when it says Ushmartem es ha matzos, right? So, but it says watch the matzah. But it should have said, be careful that this stuff doesn't become chametz. Like, don't dance around. Say it straight, right? I don't want this thing to become chametz. Say, watch it so it shouldn't become. What do you mean? Ushmartem es hamatzos. Watch the matzah. Say it. Watch that this shouldn't become chametz. My ushmartem es hamatzos. So what does it mean to watch the matzos? Ela lidrosh. It's coming to give us a drasha. The kishen she'ein machmitzen et hamatzos. Kach ein machmitzen es hamitzos. Okay? So now, what is he saying? He's saying like this. That the fact of the matter is, if you want to tell me what you want, you're trying to convey, which is, don't let the matzah become chametz, say that. Watch out that it doesn't become. But to say it in more of a roundabout way, watch the matzah, so then it's opening up, and it's going to teach us something more than just this point. And what is that? That just like you don't want to let the right, you don't want to let the matzah become chametz, so too, I don't want to do that with a mitzvah. So, but still, you say, okay, I need more. Like, that's still not, like, that's still kind of fluffy, right? Now, the im tomer, my inyan zel is there. So again, here's the question. What does matzah have to do with a mitzvah? Shetola ha-mitzvah b'matzah? What is, it, again, it's like this, the classic is, it says that, and then Yosef, he reveals himself to the brothers, go get my father, go get Yaakov to come down, and he sends the agalot, which are wagons. It says that when Yaakov didn't believe that, when they said Yosef's alive, then when Yaakov saw the agalot, the wagons, oh, this is Yosef, because when we left each other, we were learning the sugya of Egla Arufa, and therefore, so, Egla is a little, right? It's a baby, okay, it's a calf, right? And Agala is a wagon. They're not the same. They sound similar. They have nothing to do with each other. So then it begins. Like, what's shot there is that the Agala, what was represented is him taking care of the family, and that's the pshat in Egla Rufa is the idea of leadership. Because we fault the leaders for the fact that this body was found dead. He wasn't given the levoy, right? He wasn't accompanied out. That's leadership. What they were learning, the sugya of Egla Arufa, is the idea of leadership. They come to Yaakov. Yosef is alive. Really? He's the king of Egypt. He's the number two. You tell me we were suffering in this famine. And he did nothing. We were learning about leadership. He says that Aviv Shamartha Davar, that he was listening to these dreams. Yosef was dreaming about becoming the leader. And then he doesn't take care of us. I don't believe he's alive. When he saw the agalot, he saw the wagons that were representing that he's going to take care of the family. Oh, that's him. Right? So it's not, you can't on face, it's not a play. So here the same thing. Matzah, mitzvah, they have nothing to do with each other. So what does it mean? So even though if you say that what it says, ushmartem es hamatzos, is going to open up this opportunity to be doresh more, but still, you have to ask the question, what the heck does it have to do with, what does a matzah have to do with a mitzvah? So matzah is a mitzvah, that's nice, but that, come on, there's got to be more to it, right? My inyan zel is eshetola hamitzvah b'matzah. The tam ashayach b'matzah lo shayach b'mitzvah. They're not the same. When we call shekain shedavar tema, but it's even more problematic because Rashi's here to do one thing, to tell us or help us understand how do you read the pasuk pashtu dekra. He brings in this fluffy medrash to explain. It doesn't make any sense, right? But we call shekain shedavar tema sherashi hevi medrash zeh. Toch perusho, who rachok meod mipshuto. It's so far from pshat. So what's going on here? Yira devade tam echad shneim. But it must be that there's something that's common, or there's something that's connecting the two. Yesh, right? There's tam echad shneim. Ki asra tara hachametz. Right. So the Torah says to us, you're not allowed to eat chametz many times, right? But asur gam kein ha'ikov, ashed tavo lidei chimetz. Also, you have to be careful not to even come to the possibility. Sharei lo hispik lahachmetz. Don't even let it happen. Now, again, what does it have to do with a mitzvah? The inyan zeh, haya, mipnei shenigla melech malchei hamalachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now think about what's going on here. This is Perek Yud Beis. It's describing first mitzvah, Chodesh Zelachem, and then it talks about the Karban Pesach, which is the intro into the Makos Bechoros, where Hashem is going to come, and he himself, no intermediaries, Hashem himself is going to come and take care of business. Okay? So now, since he says like this, again, v'inyan zeh haya mipnei shenigla melech malchei hamalachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so now Hashem is showing up. What happens? V'lo hispik isatam lachmitz. Right? It says that there was no time for their dough to rise. Now, think about this. We take a step back. We just think about what the story is here. It's all about rushing out the door. Which, by the way, it's not really true. Because the night of, and it's not until the next day, but there's this, like, you get this feeling about, like, when you eat the Karban Pesach, you got to have your clothing on, you're ready, we're ready, like, basically, I got my special jogging shoes on, we're running out the door. That's, like, the way it's set up. So we got this thing that there's a lack of time, okay? Now, why is that? U'me'achar shenigle aleihem melech malchei hamlachim ein kan ikov. Hashem is being Megala himself. The King of Kings is Megala. There is no ikov. There's nothing that's going to get in the way. There's no delay. That's the word. Okay? Kimasav bimihiros. Ubekoach gadol ad she'en kan ikov. Because God's ways are fast with great power. There's no delay. Now, we need to understand this more. Okay? What we're trying to get to is what is the connection between matzah and a mitzvah, okay? And the issue of delay. There can't be any delay. V'ha'inyanim ha'sichliyim pulatam shelo bizman. Understand that things that, and I'm going to translate sichliyim here as spiritual, okay? That's the easiest way to explain it. Even though it could be also like things that the idea, in the realm of the idea of thought. But here I'm going to say it more in our parlance is spiritual. So things that are the spiritual, their actions are not dictated by time. They don't exist in the physical realm of time. Right? They don't operate within the mechanical world, the physical realm, which is,
that's an interesting one.
What is it?
Can you touch them?
Okay. Well, we lost you for a second.
Oh. So okay.
You froze and then you...
Okay, so where did I cut out?
No delay. Matzah, mitzvah, no delay.
Okay, so I'm gonna turn off my video. Maybe that will help. Okay, so now, all right, so again, so the idea of things that are in the spiritual realm, because they're not physical, there's no physical mechanical element to it, so it doesn't operate under the construct of time. Okay, and now this is interesting. He says lefi madregas chashivutam, but because of their elevated status, pu'ulatam belizman. Now that's interesting. Now, again, I'm translating it literally. Is again how he says that because of its elevated status, it's their actions are without time. But again, what I think that in our the way we understand it today is that it's not operating in it's a spiritual thing that's not in the physical realm. V'lachach Siva, therefore, it was commanded she'ein machmitzin et ha-matzah lehodia ki pu'ulat Hashem yisbarach belizman klal. So therefore, the commandment of vis-a-vis matzah is to show or to be able to communicate that the actions of Hashem are not under the limitations or the rubric of time at all. Okay? So that matzah becomes an expression, I would say it like this, that when Hashem, because what's happening here and the whole process of what's going on in the Exodus, right, is Hashem in the ten makos. You look at the makos and you start analyzing it. There are three sets of three pattern. The first, the fourth, the seventh, they follow the exact same pattern, and each one of those groups messages a different aspect of God coming into the world. He's going to make himself manifest in the physical realm. And then and we saw this, right? We saw this idea in the Chalban, right? The Chalban connects this. He doesn't talk about the Makos thing, but he talks about the Kadosh, right? The way that the Rabbeinu, Yonatan ben Uziel, how he translates that is the idea of Hashem in the upper realms, the lower realms, and the whole, course of time. Hashem is filling all that. And then it says at the end, it's like this idea that Hashem in the 10th Makkah, he's coming down. And so now that's why Hashem, the matzah has this idea as well of when you take flour and water and you don't allow time to get in the way, that's matzah. So matzah is this idea of removal of time in the physical realm. And so therefore, now that's going to become the symbol of this event. And therefore, he says like this, the mitzvos are the same as well. The af mitzvos Elokim, shehi devar Hashem. What's a mitzvah? A mitzvah is God's commandment. It's God's saying, right? And the abba liyadcha, therefore al tachmitzena. So then, if it's and they say it like this, it's an expression of the will of Hashem, and therefore it is something that also technically, because it's coming from that place, is beyond time. It's not limited by time, and therefore, when a mitzvah comes to you, you want to connect to that aspect of the spiritual, non-physical, above time aspect of the mitzvah. Don't delay. It needs to be carried out immediately. Which, by the way, I don't know. After doing this, I'd want to now go to the Ramchal in the Maseilas Yesharim when he talks about Zrizos. I'd want to see, like, is he saying something like this as well? I didn't look at it yet, but maybe there's a little bit of that going on there. The idea of Zrizos could be this idea of like connecting to God in this way is the mitzvah. Is an expression of the will of this thing that's beyond time. So, ki devar Hashem hu mutal alav lasos b'lizman, because the Hashem doing his commandment, it's incumbent on those to be that that no time should be involved. Lo kamo devarim shelcho, not like the mundane, shem gashmin that are physical, shehem tachas azman netunim, they are by definition under the rubric of time. Aval elu dvarim einam tachas hazman. But these things, mitzvos, are not under the rubric of time. Tzarech lasot otam yad. And therefore, the truest expression of connecting is to not allow time, which is a physical type of manifestation, to get in the way. Zeu das chachamim, kasha tidaktik b'hem. And this is what the chachamim are saying when you read it carefully. Vim hu machmitz et ha-mitzvah, pokeim et ha-mitzvah, kilu haita davar shu tachas azman. If you allow the mitzvah to become chametz, if you allow it to become delayed, what you're really doing is you're now transferring something that's really beyond time to be limited by time. Umizet havin, ki ma she'in machmitzin et ha-matzah, ve'et ha-mitzvah inyan echad hu. So now we understand this, what seemed to be at first, you know, read, Rashi's like, what is he doing here? What's he saying? But he's actually saying pshat. By him bringing in this crazy medrash, at least on the surface, what we are actually learning, that ushmartem es hamatzos is because time is of the essence. We don't want time to get in the way, because time is really the expression of the physical limited realm, which when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, making his actual cameo, he's coming down physically, like whatever it means. Hashem's presence is coming in this concentrated way into the world. You know what doesn't exist anymore? Time. Therefore, everything's got to be done in a rush. And you can't have anything but matzah, because matzah is an expression of where you remove the time factor from flour and water. And that's exactly the idea of what a mitzvah is. A mitzvah is Dvar Hashem, also coming from that realm of that which transcends time. And so now get it, matzah, ushmartem es ha-matzah, ushmartem es ha-mitzvos, because it's the same exact, coming from the same thing. They're both operating on the same plane. U'mizeh tavin, it's all the same. There's no aspect of time in both of these. And he says, we talk about this more in Vuros Hashem. Which, okay, but now you see, it's amazing, right? Here you have a Rashi that seems so way out there, and the Maral comes and shows us that it's actually pshat, that this medrash is allowing us to understand what it means, ushmartem es hamatzos. Why is it so important? Because it's the same idea of ushmartem es hamitzvos. You can't let them become chametz. They can't let time basically take away what it's supposed to be. Okay? So now, just as a side, because I saw in the Chabad, he starts tying matzah to man. And the truth is, they're really one and the same. Because what man is God's giving us food that is spiritual, and he brings it into the physical realm. They say that two things about the man. One is, it's like a little seed. It's like a point. Because what it really is the idea of the non-physical entering into the physical, and it's a point where they meet. And so the man is this little like seed. Is that how it's described? Okay, but the other thing about man is that it's really not defined by the, like, it's coming from a place there's no definition. The same way we don't say Yudkei Vavkei, we never say the name of God, because that would create limitation. The man, when they see it the first time, they say, it's man because we don't know what this is. Now they're playing with it for a while and they say, yeah, this is called man. What do you mean? Now that you know, he's still calling it, I don't know what this is? Exactly. Because what they understood about the man is also, it's beyond, it's above the physical. And so therefore, you cannot, the only limitation that man had was what they thought it should be. I think it should taste like this. I think it should taste like that. What that really means is that the limitation and definition that brings limitation was by a physical being, a human being, right? So the man is really the same thing as matzah. What matzah is, in terms of it saying, it's an expression of being the removal of time, because it's basically a spiritual thing, because it's coming from that place of the spiritual. It's an expression of Hashem, the most you know, ethereal, spiritual type of force, and it becomes that expression of Hashem's coming in, and therefore everything's got to be rushed, and there's no time. There's no time, removal of time. So too, when it comes to the man, I'm bringing something that's completely spiritual into the physical realm. It's going to be the most, it's going to lack definition. It never can be defined. It never can have a real name, because by giving it a name, it would create limitation, similar in a sense to that what matzah is. And so that becomes like the food that you need to eat to be able to be mekabel Torah as well, also, because that's a mitzvah. It's the realm of Torah that is beyond any type of limitation, right? And so that's where. So I thought that this is like I can explain now. Here, Lavan, Lavan, sorry. Here Lot is serving the angels the matzah way before Yetzias Mitzrayim. But understanding that this is a time that is Leil Shimurim, this is a night that was watched from the beginning of creation. That means that from the beginning of time, the Tesvav, this time of year, is meant for, it's auspicious for God to come and to take the Jews out of Egypt, to, like, it's like with the point of all of creation, that this is like Hashem's going to come into this place, and it's therefore from the beginning of time, it's meant to be that intersection of the God and the bad, which is above the physical, to intersect with the physical realm. And so what do you eat? You eat matzah from the beginning of time, because, and it's funny, no pun intended, but it's the idea of the expression of time not being involved, because this is what happens when the spiritual enters the physical realm. And so therefore, all the way from that starting point, this is a time that's opportune, that's embedded with this idea that God's going to come into the world. And what's interesting is that in a certain sense, that's, you know, we see that Hashem, when he identifies himself to the Jewish people, he doesn't say, I'm the creator of the world. He says, I'm the one who took you out of Egypt. So like, in a certain sense, the highest, you know, like level of creation is this idea of Hashem taking us out of Egypt. Like this idea of Hashem coming into the world in this way. It's not just creating, but it's this idea of him actually being involved and coming in and intersecting with and bringing himself in. And so like what we pine for, it's like this idea of the geula of Mitzrayim, what happened there is what we ultimately are pining for, that Hashem should, you know, we say like that the world should have clarity, that Hashem is coming and he's here, he's present, and the most manifests itself in the most powerful way. That's what we're longing for. And so it starts from the beginning of, it's like Hashem built it into this time of year. And therefore they're eating matzah way before they actually come out of Egypt, because it had nothing to do necessarily. It's unlimited to that. But then again, what we see though is like the crowning moment is Hashem taking us out of Mitzrayim. Because when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, he came in and he made himself very, very much, we get to experience him like really very, in a very intense way. And that's why we're always talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that was it. Like, and this is like where, you know, at this point, I would say if we had more time, we'd look at the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, also where he talks about this idea of Hashem's, you know, being involved in, you know, not just creation, but like really being involved in everything in this world, right? He had the Hashkacha, right, that he's very much involved involved in our daily lives and in everything, in every little detail. So that's, I think, hopefully that's a little bit of an attempt to understand, you know, what exactly or how exactly we see this idea of matzah and like what it means, why it's so connected to the idea of geula, because it is the truest expression of the removal of time, which is really, in essence, it's like it's holy, it's spiritual food, you know, in the sense that it's it expresses the most, you know, highest level of spirituality that one can connect to, removing time.
Very nice, Chicago.
Yeah,
I was thinking that maybe because I was thinking about the, you know, the Yud Gimel Midos.
Yeah,
isn't one of them Erech Apayim, like kind of like so slow, like the opposite of fast, right?
Like right. Slow. Like patience, like tremendous patience.
Yeah. It's almost like Hashem has to be on one extreme or the other, right? Like he's beyond both. He's beyond time and in maybe in both directions.
Well, that's right. But the idea of tshuva, yeah, is because he's beyond time, right? Because he's,
right.
It, yeah. Tshuva like works because of Hashem, right?
Right.
It's above time, right? But Erech Apayim is like you're saying, it's right, it's the flip side of, right, if you're above time, then there's no rush.
Then you're at the same time, you're in the blink of an eye, and it's 1,000 years.
Correct.
Isn't that from the Tehillim?
Yeah.
Elef Shanim.
Yeah, it's like a like a second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool idea. Yeah. Good kavana for Pesach.
Yeah. So now matzah means whatever, a little different. Yeah.